Yes, sir. What's going on? Judah Light Podcast, man. We're going to talk about something real today, man. It's a pre-record, but of course you're going to see on the title, it's going to shock you. Or shouldn't shock you if you're a man or woman. Yeah. Mega pastors equals death. I'm going to go deep into that. I want to talk about something before we get in, before we even get into that. I want to speak to my black men because I'm really getting sick and tired of us looking like a bunch of damn sex-driven apes. And that's why I call a lot of these young brothers, they're a bunch of apes when it comes to some coochie. I'm really going to be honest with you. Did you know the white men used to have a propaganda machine where they talked about black men being sex-driven all the time and to tell white women to watch out when you talk to a black man? This is truth, by the way. This is straight truth. And I saw, what's that brother's name? YK Iris, Soros, whatever that nigga name is. And he was kissing all over this girl, who's another rapper. Her name started with an S, stank on her, whatever like that. But she says she eat booty. And she's proud of eating booty. She also says out her mouth that she sucks ding-a-ling and she throw up on the penis and takes pictures of it. This is what this hoe is telling everybody. She's proud of that shit. And he's up on her, kissing all over her. You don't know what kind of STD this bitch has. You don't know what kind of diseases this hoe has. And he's kissing on her. I'm going to say this, and welcome to the King Judah 23 here. Welcome to the Judah Light Podcast. I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to be very, very honest when I say this. Black men, when it comes to some coochie, we are some of the most stupidest creatures on planet Earth. I'm sorry. You cannot tell me. I'm sorry. I look at things differently, maybe. When I see a girl like that saying that I do this, I eat butt, I eat this, I sleep with this, and I sleep with that, and I do all kinds of sexual freaky things, and all this other stuff. When you hear a woman say that, that should turn you off immediately. And I may have to go into the word about that, but I'm going to be honest, man. That is disgusting. He's kissing all over her. He's kissing her. You don't know how many ding-a-lings she has sucked. She could have had sucked 5 ding-a-lings before she got to the place where you got met at. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. It really is mind-boggling. And I'm going to go into the word here. We are going to go to this topic. But hold on for one moment. Mega pastors equals death, and I'm gonna say this. The Most High says about loose women, and I'm going to loose women. We want to go into. Let me see. Let's go to Proverbs 5 and 3. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. Now, why would Most High say that? Look at these women today. They really go out here talking about, yeah, I do this, I do that. And they say everything for your sexual pleasure. Yeah, I'll suck this, I'll lick his balls, I'll eat his butt, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll go in between his ears and lick his ears. And I sit up here like, that's horribly disgusting, man. You don't know how many, you know what kind of germs this bitch is bringing? You don't know what kind of, you don't know what she's doing. And then you go right behind her and you kiss her in the mouth. Wow. I almost threw up for the man. They gonna turn around talking about, I apologize. You need to apologize to your damn self. I'm gonna say this again. You need to apologize to your damn self. You should never put yourself in a position. Never put yourself in a position. When you kissing on a hoe, that bitch is out here sucking and fucking on everybody. And you sitting up there, you kissing on her. You need to apologize to yourself first. And then you need to apologize to your bloodline. Because that makes it look, that I don't care what nobody say, that makes it look bad on your bloodline too. Your daddy, your mama, if your daddy or mama is in your life. That makes it look bad for them. That's real talk. If I see my son and I know this bitch is nasty, and I know this bitch is a ass eater and all this other stuff, I'm slapping him in the back of the fucking head. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's the guy on the street. What is wrong with you? If we go to Proverbs 7. Let's go to Proverbs 7. Like I said, we're gonna go with the mega church equals death. We're gonna have enough time for that. But I just wanted to get into this because I'm so sick and tired of hearing black men, especially passport brothers. Oh yeah, this foreign woman, she does it for me, and I'm going to all that. Okay, Proverbs 7 says, avoid loose women. My son, keep my word stored up in my commandment within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my illustration like a pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding friend. She might guard against you in the mysterious, against the mysterious woman. From the foreign women who flatters you. This is the passport brothers. This is the passport brother. From the foreign women who flatters you, when the window of my house from behind a screen I glaze down, I look amongst the naive young men and notice among the youth one had no sense. Come on, man. The Most High even said these niggas out here, they retarded. He really bringing it down, said these niggas really retarded when it comes to some coochie, man. And please spare me saying, oh, he's young. That brother has been in the industry for a while. He has seen damn near everything. That brother is nasty. And he needs to apologize to himself. And he needs to say, man, I don't know what I was doing. I was tripping. That girl is doing any and everything. I'm telling you, young men, young black men in particular, stop falling for some damn coochie. Stop making yourself look like a dumbass over some damn coochie. Stop it. Absolutely stop it. Now I know, listen, I was a young man once. I like those fast women too. But damn, there's only a certain kind of fast woman I'm going to deal with. If I know she's sucking and fucking everything and eating everything and doing all kind of sexual things and eating dookie and drinking piss. Come on, man. You listen, this is before R. Kelly. There were women that actually behind the scenes taking piss. Now so they open with it. Yeah, I let a nigga pee on me. And I'm gonna kiss on you. There's not enough soap that could be on your face for me to say, you know what, I think she's clean now. No. When I see you, I look at you a toilet bowl. I'm sorry to say that. I'm going to keep it 100. I look at you the damn toilet bowl. You know, but a damn toilet bowl. What's that young lady's name from the City Girls? M.A. something like that. I don't know. She talking about, yeah, I let Diddy pee on me. I can't even look at her the same no more. I can't even look at her the same no more, man. That girl to me is a walking toilet bowl. I couldn't see myself kissing on her. Now, she's a beautiful young lady. She's a pretty young lady. Got a nice figure on her. But when you open your mouth, ladies, I'm going to say this, and we're going to go to the mega passage equals death. When you open your mouth, a man already know what you're all about. I know what you're all about as soon as you open your mouth. Oh, okay, yeah. This one right here, she's a freak. But I'm going to have to find out how deep of a freak you really are before I even think about dealing with you myself. Because yes, you could be a freak, in the bedroom. That's not you know, whips and chains. I don't even like whips and chains, but okay, you know, we could deal with the whips and chains. But we were talking about feces. I eat feces and I drink piss, and I'm on my period. I'm gonna put the period of blood over you, and I want you to drink it and all this other stuff. Man, you going to another dimension. And that's all I have to say about that. Anyway, mega passage equals death. We're gonna go into because I really want to do this here. We're gonna go into this documentary. It's a 30-minute documentary. I'm gonna break this thing down. It's breaking down the insane world of mega rich pastors. And let me say this before we get started with this video. I want to give credit to this brother, and you can follow him on YouTube. It's TUNDE. Okay. He has over 220,000 subscribers. Please subscribe to this brother's channel. Any video that I show from YouTube, I'm always gonna give the author credit. I'm never a person that's going to take something and be like, yeah, it's my documentary. I'm breaking down this documentary. I'm not doing that. This brother right here, he put in 31 minutes of, actually 32 minutes, technically, 32 minutes of this documentary. We should give him the credit. But I want to talk about these mega rich pastors, because I'm going to be honest with you. The Most High said it, and before we go into this video, let's go into Matthew 7 and 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Now, wolves are straight survivors. And what I mean by that is that they are going to do anything to get what they want. They're going to roam in packs. They're going to prey on the weak. They're going to prey on people who don't know any better. Wolves are like that. Wolves are very deceiving. If you go into the woods, you go into nature, wolves are very deceiving. They roam in packs and they roam out at night. They prey on the weak. So if you see a weak, they see a weak prey, they go after that prey. That's real talk. Okay? Let's go to 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. We know he's not a God, but from Yah. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Come on. How many times you have seen these mega church pastors, and all of a sudden they in a scandal, they in a sex scandal? That's just facts, man. The Most High even saying that. When they do false prophets, the Most High even going to expose them. Look at Eddie Long. Look at the homosexual things that he done. He went out into the world, but he was a false prophet. He was a false prophet, man. For false Christ and false prophets will arise. This is Matthew 24:24. And perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. I'm gonna do that one more time. Matthew 24:24. For false Christ and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders. How many times you have seen pastors go out in front of making sure, oh yeah, this person is blind, and oh, this person, they had a bad element, and the doctor said that they can't walk no more and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden they put their hands on stand up, and now they shouting and they twisting and turning. Come on, man. They say they will arrive and perform great signs and wonders as to lead astray, and if possible, even the elect. What he means by the elect is it's a powerful people. The powerful people, the politicians. Okay? The elite. So they bring, so guess what? When the when these so-called pastors, when these so-called false prophets are in the same room with the elites and these politicians, they all connect as one. That's just facts. Let's go to 2 Peter 2:1. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there are false teachers among you who will secretly bring in deceptive harshness, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. The Most High said, "Okay, you think you could do this? You think you're doing it all by yourself? You think you the Most High? Okay, I got something for that ass. I got something for you. I'm gonna bring you down." Let's go to Deuteronomy 18:20. See, I'm gonna go into the scriptures here because see, I hear all these Christian folks talking about, oh, you know, well, we cannot judge nobody, we can't judge no one, we can't judge, right? Sound like a damn Bojangles commercial, but we're gonna move on. Deuteronomy 18:20. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name and that I have not commanded him to speak. See, Here the thing. When you hear these pastors talking about the Lord telling me to ask everybody for $100, he ain't ask you for no $100. Why would the Most High ask you for Federal Reserve notes? And he's got Atlanta milk and honey. Come on, man. But I mean, sometimes Christians got to use your brain. The Most High is giving you favor by being you able to pay your rent. Don't listen to no nigga who's sucking dick behind the scenes. Talking about, oh, you'll get that back in 100-fold. Nigga, the Most High is giving to you now. You better keep that money in your pocket and go pay your rent. But the prophet who presumed to speak a word in my name and that I had not command him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods. So why would he call himself a god and he said in the name of other gods? Does that same prophet shall die? The Most High is saying this. So I don't want to keep hearing Christians talking about, well, you can't judge him. You can't judge him because everybody falls short of the Most High every single day. You're right. And we do fall short of the Most High every single day. But the Most High even saying right now the prophet will die because he is speaking false truth. The problem is these motherfuckers want to be like these pastors. They want to be in their world. And that's the reason why they're so offended when you speak real talk. That's real talk, man. Revelation 19:20. And the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who was in his presence had done the signs by which he deceived those who have received the mark of the beast. Now, let me say this for people who take these damn vaccines. Who really promoted this shit the most? Churches. Remember during the pandemic, they had, oh, we got COVID-19 shots here, free COVID-19 shots for all our members and people who not members, right? And the beast was captured, and with the false prophet who in his presence have done the signs by which he deceived those and who had read the mark of the beast and those who worship its image. These two were thrown alive in a lake of fire that burns with sulfur. Ooh, come on. So for any pastor that promoted that vaccine, and I know one personally that promoted that vaccine, but we're going to move on. They are going to burn in the lake of fire, which burns with sulfur. Woo, can you imagine? Their soul is going to burn, man. Romans 16:18, for such persons who do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. And that's where we're going to go right now, the insane world of mega church pastors, okay? So, again, this is the video from TUNDE, all in capital letters. Please subscribe to him. I'm going to play this here. I'm going to play, I'll pause it. Hopefully we can get through it because we have 40 minutes left on this podcast. Hopefully we can get through the whole entire thing. If not, we have to go to part two. But this is the insane world of mega rich pastors.
That chain cost me about 40,000.
Young man, get up here quick.
This
young
is Benny man, Hill on Devil's Ass quick. Right here, you, by the way.
Quick.
The African
25,000 square feet. You can get lost in there. I had to get some speakers there. To
I'm sorry. They were showing two scenes. They had Benny Hinn. You know, he used to throw that jacket around. Everybody would fall. Come on, that's an insult to anybody's intelligence. And they were showing the African pastor. They were showing the African pastor relieving somebody from the dead. It's completely insulting. These guys are gonna burn in a lake of fire. Now here comes this old, decrepit, greasy looking bastard right here talking about how big his house is.
I'm my wife.
Like you just saw Polo G cash out on a $40,000 chain. There's this.
Now, they show Polo G. Polo G's a rapper out of Chicago. He spent $40,000 on a chain, and he's comparing this rapper to these mega pastors because there's no difference between Polo G and these mega pastors.
Gospel that I like to call the gospel of the bling bling.
You think Jesus Christ would roll around in a Rolls Royce?
I think he would have.
Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey.
Right. This is the gospel in which the rappers and the preachers aren't that much different, right? Just how Polo G, a rapper, is cashing out on this $115,000 chain.
It cost me about like $115,000.
Just as the rappers are cashing out on their iced out diamond chain, so are the preachers, where if you step into their world of bling, you are met with the finest leather seats of their Rolls Royces, the deposits of elegant multi-million dollar jets, the gifting status Birkin bags for the members of their church, and of course, their Gucci Italian shoes.
Most people have no clue that in 2023, the best way to make money on Amazon is not with physical products.
And this is not talking of the fake miracles, of course. If you've never seen a pastor resurrect a man, well, today is your lucky day.
Man is commanding life.
Rise up! Yes! Come on!
My first house cost $14,700. I'm giving you a chance to write your check up. $14,700. My second house cost $81,900. And this watch costs more than that.
Pastors flexing. Before we get into these pastors flexing, I receive many comments asking me where I get my music from. I use Epidemic Sounds, and their music selection is amazing, right? Every sound, every music you've heard from this channel is all from Epidemic Sounds. And on there, you can use my referral link right in the description. You can use the site, fill the site out, and if you ain't filling the site, you know, you can cancel 30 days. You got 30 days all for free, right? They have over 40,000 tracks and 90,000 sound effects, of course. And there won't be, you know, any lawyers running after you to sue the out of you, because all the rights to the music are all included. But that being said, Sing, my editor, treat us with some music. What you're seeing on the screen is a private jet. It's sleek, right? It's not a celebrity, nor is it the president. This is the private jet of a pastor. The private jet of a megachurch pastor that goes by the name of Kenneth Copeland.
How are you, sir? We'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons.
See there, them breakers spending all that money, just fat cats riding around. No, we're not. We're in business to do. Listen, I could scratch my flying itch with my little single-engine, open-cockpit airplane.
You said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
This is Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland is the biggest demon of all of them. Kenneth Copeland is the P. Diddy of megachurch pastors. Kenneth Copeland, to me, when I look at his face, I see a straight demon on him. That man's a fucking demon. But guess what? The Most High got something for him. Let's move on.
I begin to think in the world of why a pastor might need a private jet. I couldn't even begin to think of an answer. Is this jet really to go and preach the word of God like Kenneth Copeland says? Or is this jet truly another manifestation of his extravagant purchases? And just like this jet, Kenneth Copeland stands as one of the wealthiest pastors in the U.S. He boasts a valuable net worth of $760 million. His wife also preaches. And while many of their congregation may reside in average apartments...
Now, hold on, pause on that. His wife also preaches. Now, Kenneth Copeland already disobeyed the Most High even with that alone. The Most High said that women cannot teach men. Women should not be teachers. The only way that they're supposed to teach, they're supposed to teach other women. For him to have his wife teach other men, he's already disobeying the Most High anyway. See, and we have to get back to the biblical days. We have to get back with that. See, he already disobeyed the Most High with that, but we'll move on.
At his condos, Kenneth and his wife live in this enormous parcel of land right inside their $7 million mansion home, alongside its own tennis court, its multiple garages, and even their very own boat docks. And of course, right, those are all accompanied by their own jumbo jet parked beside their own exclusive airstrip. How did a pastor amass this amount of wealth? Right? Where does all this wealth come from? When Kenneth would explain why he needed this level of extravagant purchases, he would respond,
"Get in a long tube with a bunch of demons."
And right in that clip was Kenneth with his preacher friend, Jesse Duplantis, as they defended their luxury purchases of houses.
Jesse Duplantis, he's another demon that be with Kenneth Copeland.
Mansions and cars. Is this something that's moral? His preacher friend, Jesse Duplantis, is also another televangelist. And even his wealth is beyond our measures.
One of my chandeliers costs more than most people's house. I got 22 chandeliers in the house.
He lives in a ginormous mansion, zooms around in fancy cars, and he owns 3 private jets. And just like, you know, Creflo Dollar, the preacher, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, where he said commercial airlines don't match his VIP status.
In order for me to do what I've been called to do, the airlines, they don't fly my schedule.
Jesse's collections of luxurious items alone would make James Bond jealous.
Got an intercontinental plane!
Here he is, accompanied by his wife, as they gracefully exit their 2019 Chrysler, entering into their Falcon 7X jet that's valued at, guess what, $54 million.
I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey.
You know what's so sad? You got their followers. They got their followers really believing these people are the man of the Most High. That's the real sad part. What the fuck you need to do with a $54 million private jet, and you got people out here starving and hungry?
Again, is this something that's morally right? While at a book signing event, an Inside Edition interviewer would question Jesse about his lavish belongings. But in a blink of an eye, this interviewer would be escorted out by Jesse's security team.
Why do you need a $54 million private jet?
We're not doing any kind of interviews right now. I'm in a book.
I'd just like to know why you need a private... Keep your hands off me. Why are your people touching me like this?
Because you need...
Why don't you...
I'm gonna break the thing down. Now, I know Inside Edition ain't shit, and I know they with the transgender community and all this other crap too. But I'm going to say this. And I'm going to say this right here. Why did that preacher get up and told his security guards to remove her, right? Because here's a fact that these pastors, they come with such great smiles and we love you so much, and they're the most hateful sons of bitches out there. He could have really answered that woman's question and told her to go buy her business. Okay, he could have said, "Well, listen, I got a $54 million jet. You know, and the Most High blessed me. First of all, the High don't bless, he gives favor, but he could have said that. The Most High gave me a blessing of this jet, and it is what it is. And if you don't like it, then, you know, you can report about it, but it is what it is. And move on. He had his security guards remove the lady and push her outside and all this other stuff. I am telling you right now, you can only hide but so much. Because guess what? When you go up against when you go in front of Yah, you ain't going to have no security guards in front of you for as far as Yah. It's going to be you and him one-on-one.
Go with me.
Add some ice into this vanilla cake, right? In front of his church, he'd go on to joke about this.
She gone. Boom. I can hear her hollering. And I came back and said, what'd you do with her? He said, I made her outside edition.
If you were to begin to think of why.
And you don't think a lake of fire is waiting for that son of a bitch? Move on.
A pastor might need jets, big houses, and luxury cars, right? What could the reasons be? Is it greed? Could greed be the reason why Mr. Jesse Duplantis bragged about his 22 chandeliers?
My chandeliers cost more than most people's house. I got 22 chandeliers in the house.
What are these preachers true?
Now, here's my thing. Why are you bragging about shit like that? My 22 chandeliers cost more than most people's houses. How dare you? I mean, seriously, how dare you say something like that? And you got people starving, man. You got babies right now don't even know if they're going to eat tonight, man. They don't know if their mama made enough money or their daddy made enough money to eat tonight. And you talking about some damn chandeliers. You could have sold one of them chandeliers and feed over 10,000 families. This is why I'm saying the Most High is coming. He's coming and he's casting judgment. So you can sit up there with that Christianity bullshit, and you can sit up there talking about you ain't supposed to judge one another. You can say all that shit all you want. If you roll with somebody like that, curse is going to be put on you too.
When you look at the Bible itself, it says for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. But these preachers, does it not appear that they love money more than they love God? Because when you hear a pastor, someone that's supposed to be a man of God, saying things like this.
I was on television. He said, I heard you was a millionaire. I said, that's not right. That's not true. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. Multi. Now, add that to it, you'll be all right. Oh, he couldn't handle that. He liked to have a fit. And I said, you mess with me, I'll buy this station and I'll fire you. Yeah. Oh, he didn't like that, did he? You know, that was a little fleshy, but it felt good.
Does this not make you question the true motive?
I'm going to stop this one more time, and I'm going to let the rest of the picture play. For him to say, yeah, I know that was fleshy, but it felt good. I'm telling you. He already told you that I live in the flesh. I don't live in the spirit. Even if the guy that he went up against was wrong, okay? You supposed to say, okay, have a nice day, sir. You know, I know what my Alpha Omega served me. I know who I serve. I know who the hell I serve. And so I don't need you to say anything else to me. We can move on. For him to say, I'll buy this station and I'll fire you and I'm flexing and all that stuff. The Most High spoke against a proud man. He said in his word that the proud man shall face his own death. Now, I'm telling you, now for all you Christians out here running around talking about, stop speaking about pastor. Okay, you keep talking, you keep taking up for these people here, and you're going to get the same treatment they get. Now, I'm going to play the rest of this video, and I'll come right back as soon as the videos stop playing.
Some of these pastors, you know, what about their congregation? You know, what about these pastors' church members? Are they living this lavish? The woman who rode the bus. Let's take a look at World Changers Church, the towering temple sitting in the city of Bronx, owned by the affluent pastor Creflo Dollar. On Sunday mornings, Creflo could choose any of his cars to arrive at the church. It could be his sleek Rolls Royce Phantom, his Hummer. And because the lackluster airlines don't fly Creflo's exclusive VIP schedule, he could even choose to cruise on his private jet.
In which way is this jet important for your ministry?
Well, in order for me to do what I've been called to do, the airlines, they don't fly my schedule.
As Creflo Dollar sits comfortably on his plush leather Rolls Royce seats on his way to his church, there's Mary, a woman who worships at his church. She's walking towards a bus stop to catch the bus. And funny enough, Mary sees no issue with this, right? In fact, she wholeheartedly supports Creflo's purchases.
Most definitely, most definitely. We support our pastor. That's what we're here for.
I don't have a problem with it. I think the kingdom of heaven should be rich.
Has Mary fallen for the lies of the prosperity gospel? You know, as she's juggling bus tickets and experiencing bumps and sudden stops, her pastor is lounging comfortably in his private jet, gliding through the air like he's a swan on the lake. This was when it came to me that Mary might be the product of the prosperity gospel. Imagine strongly yearning for something, like a car or even a care for a sick loved one. We all have had such heartfelt wishes, right? And then we begin to look for a place that can promise these wishes. This place becomes the church. We often start looking at the church as this place of serenity. You know, everyone is offering their hearts and devotion, and the atmosphere is filled with a sense of unity. And then a pastor comes out of nowhere, demanding money to come out of thin air. Then the atmosphere changes.
My sister, I know you've been reading the Bible.
Is it for you to stand in front of a church and demand money to come to you?
But God says it's time for us to tell that money, you don't belong to the wicked, you belong to us. And I want you to get in the right place. Money coming to me now.
Or is it to have your congregation walk up?
Woo! Put some money, put some anointing on this money. You put something up here. You put...
drop money at the altar just so you can walk on it? Is it to tell the church that your house is so big that you can get lost in it?
Lord, I want a two-story house. What is that? My house is almost 25,000 square feet. Yeah. You can get lost in it. I had to get some speakers in there so I can find my wife.
Or is it to believe God for a $65 million jet?
If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me from dreaming. They discover life on Mars. If you think a $65 million plane was too much, if they discover that there's life on Mars, they're going to need to hear the gospel, and I'm going to have to believe God for $1 billion space shuttle, because we got to preach the gospel.
Money!
A gospel often far from the truth, right? A gospel that tells you that if you follow God, you can get everything you want. You know, that money you wanted, you can have it. That sick relative you wanted, they will be cured. And the thing about this gospel is that many have fallen for it. You know, Mary might want to stop riding the bus someday. She may want a car. But if she wants that car, she needs to have faith and believe that, you know, believe that she will get it. Give money and she'll get it. But as Mary is listening to these pastors, right, she'd be surprised to hear that their teachings are all flawed.
Hallelujah! Hey! Your bills are paid!
First, the teaching invites you to look at God as some type of genie in a bottle. It invites you to look at God as Santa Claus, right? These charlatans have turned the gospel into a gospel of work, inviting you to look at God as this, you know, Father Christmas that gives you money. Also corrupting the real biblical idea or the concept of tithing, which is when you give money to support the church. And like you just saw, these preachers aren't just using these tithe money to support the church. Many of them are using it to support themselves, right? They use this money to support their carnal desires, right? And the sad thing about this is that their congregations never stop giving them money. They are filling their pockets to the brim. The business of the church. Upon tithing a church, people should know the logistics and the business aspect of the church. First, tithing is a real biblical aspect. As a Christian, 10% of my income is to be given to my local church. This is so that the lights could continue running and so that the rent could be paid and operations could continue running effective and smoothly. But when a church is given money in the form of a tithe, this chunk of money is tax-free. Say you work a legal job, right? Tax may be taken from your paycheck, but imagine a church receives $1 million in tithes. that $1 million is exempt from being ever taxed. The same laws apply for the UK, Canada, India, and the countries like South Africa where churches aren't taxed. Then the countries which tax their churches are mostly in Europe. Churches in Denmark, Austria, Finland, Sweden, Croatia, Iceland, Switzerland, Chile, Bolivia, and Ecuador are all subject to taxation. Then there's the churches in Argentina and Peru, for example, who are given money by their own states just to keep everything running. These churches in these countries are given money just so they can cover the salaries of their popes, their priests, and their bishops, and people that are all high church officials. And churches aren't taxed because they're considered non-profit organizations. This is the same reason why you see people, rich people, make their own non-profit organizations. Organizations like Bill Gates and Melinda Foundations, Kellogg's Foundations, even Mr. Beast Philanthropy, and Robert F. Smith, the man who paid off the entire debt of students at Morehouse College that one time, going viral for it, which I wish I was a part of them. And even though he helped many people, that money would be a big tax write-off for him, just so his taxes could be lowered. Now that we've covered this, right, every envelope you see in this next chapter would all be untaxed. Kenneth Copeland's money room. In this preacher's mailroom, numerous envelopes are brimming with $20 bills, $100 bills, and even larger denominations. Inside these envelopes are stacks of cash, right, as well as letters that is requesting prayers. These envelopes are being sent to Kenneth Copeland by his church members, asking Kenneth to pray for them. But his church members may feel betrayed after realizing that Kenneth Copeland doesn't even read their letters. According to an employee,
Did you know that you could get $50,000 to over $150,000 of investment capital at 0% interest rates to fund any business or investment that you want? That's right. You could quickly and easily access $50,000 to over $150,000 of free money in less than 30 days to invest in guaranteed businesses and investments, all without having to risk your own cash or credit. And this is even despite all the craziness that's going on in the economy right now. It's true. There's a little known funding hack only used by the wealthiest investors in America right now called 0% interest funding. And 0% interest funding is exactly what it sounds like. It's free money that comes without any interest that you can use to invest into businesses or investments to generate passive income. And this allows you to take advantage of investment opportunities you want to pursue without being limited by the money that you have saved up or being forced to pay interest and fees to credit cards or risky business loans. And in a very short time frame, often in less than 30 days, you can access this abundant amount of capital. If that sounds interesting to you, click on this ad. I'll show you exactly how it works. Otherwise, you can click skip on this app. So my name is Andrew Embesi, and I didn't create my income streams overnight, and certainly didn't get any handouts in the beginning either. Just like most people, I had to build my streams of income the hard way until I learned how to use 0% interest funding. And that's when I became no longer limited by capital to scale my investments or rely on banks and investors to profit a bigger piece of the pie for myself. Since I learned about this funding hack, I've obtained over $250,000 of 0% interest funding in less than 12 months. And now that makes me passive income upward of seven figures per year, all without requiring a penny of my savings. And after I found success with this funding hack, I worked with hundreds of other people one-on-one and showed them how to successfully implement this strategy to fund their properties, stock and crypto investments, and business investments to net even bigger returns than they could have obtained on their own by backing them with a guarantee of $100,000 minimum of 0% interest funding while working together. Now, for the first time ever, I'm sharing exactly how you can unlock the secrets of 0% interest funding for yourself. And this is something that only the wealthiest investors in the world know about, that allow them to become more wealthy and blow past the average investor. And I'm not going to be doing this forever, so I invite you to my free workshop today to learn exactly how you can do this. You can click on this video to learn more. And no, this isn't some hour-long webinar where you're asked to buy something at the end. I put this together because I'm tired of watching everyday people, just like you and I, get ripped off. This workshop will allow you to learn the secrets the big funding companies, online gurus, and wealthiest investors in America don't want you to know. Because they're afraid if you knew this information, you'd become too powerful and would overthrow their businesses. Sounds crazy?
How much of this mail and correspondence they see and or pray over?
0%.
In fact, these letters would be sent back to these naive church members to give this letter the look that it was personalized, that it was from a real person.
In fact, the ministry recently bought a new high-tech printer, which according to the manufacturer, gives Copeland a finished document that looks 100% personalized.
Amen!
They think when they get that letter back that someone has actually prayed.
Is that misleading?
I don't understand that that was actually just processed into a computer.
Do you think that that is
very misleading?
I worked there for 6 months.
Nathan Boutwell says he, not Copeland, read the prison ministry prayer requests.
There was no actual human contact with that letter besides my eyes, but that's okay. He gets 10,000 letters a week. But admit that. Don't imply that you read these personally when you don't.
Hallelujah.
The former employees we spoke to also say their spirits sank after learning Kenneth and Gloria have little, if any, contact with their faithful followers.
That's the one time I saw the man was at the Christmas party.
I was in an elevator with Gloria once.
And they had little, if any, contact with their 500 employees.
At one prayer rally at a public park, some interviewers would decide to slip past Kenneth Copeland's security to ask him a very uncomfortable question. Kenneth would first smile, then this smile would quickly turn into a frown after being asked if he was the one actually reading these letters.
Do you personally pray over your prayer requests that you get? Do you personally pray over those? Do you ever see them?
Yes.
You do? When do you see them, sir? When do you see your prayer requests?
Well, that is between me and my partners.
After these interviewers pressed down on Copeland some more, he'd later tell them that, in fact, it was a team that he had reading over these letters.
Do you ever see any of those prayer requests? Do you ever see them? Do you ever touch them? Do you ever read them?
Yes, I do.
But from what we just heard from the employee,
how much of this mail and correspondence they see and or pray over?
0%.
So who do we really believe here? I personally wouldn't believe a preacher that's dressing from his head to toe in luxury fashion, pastors in designer fashion.
It looks like this. See that gold? See all them shoes? Get a shot of this, boys. Get close. Come on, man. Look, I paid a fortune for them things. Suck in there, man. See that gold? Some of y'all got that in your teeth. Okay. Gold is very, very expensive.
As said in the Bible, Jesus Christ himself barely had any clothes. Heck, he even barely had a place to sleep, right? But some pastors can't relate to this, right? There's some pastors blinging and designers from their head to toe. Here is Pastor Mike Todd in some $700 off-white sneaker boots. Here is Pastor Robert Madu in his $2,000 designer shoes. Here's Pastor Darius Daniels in some $900 Fendi sweaters. Here's Pastor Lusco rocking a $3,000 Saint Laurent jacket. Here's Pastor Chandler with a $3,000 shoe on his feet. And lastly, this is Pastor Toby with his entire outfit costing over $1 million. Which leads me to my next point. Pastor Toby, the man
at Rush Order.
Well, it's going to be a lot of commercial. Of course, we deal with YouTube and that crap. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to finish here today. But I will have a part two on this. I'm going to bookmark this video to when we last left off. And hopefully, YouTube won't have 1,000 commercials trying to interrupt this video. But anyway, going, you see the deception, and what do we read? That these false prophets will lead to deception of their people. I'm here to tell you, man. These pastors are phony, man. These pastors are fucking phony. These pastors are do not give a fuck but the people. And my thing is this: you're buying $2,000 shoes. You're buying $84 million jets. You're buying big ass houses. You're buying all this. You're buying all that. And your members are riding the bus. But you know what? We can't even blame Kenneth Copeland. We can't even blame Creflo Dollar. We have to blame the members. Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar said, I need a $65 million jet, and I catch MARTA every single day? I need a $65 million jet because the airline don't work with my schedule. Who the hell is you? You ain't Yahweh, nigga. You mean to tell me that you can't motherfucking wait for a damn plane, nigga? I can see if you get first class on Delta. Okay, we only fly first class. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. Now that I can see. Okay, well, you know, hey, let's make a church pastor. He only flies on first class, ABC 1, 2, 3. I can understand that. First class, it can maybe what, $2,500. I can see that. A $54 million private jet. While your members are riding the fucking bus. I mean, really think about that. And then here comes this lady talking about, well, if he wants a $65 million jet, I guess the Lord bless him. This is why Christianity has killed more black and brown people than the Crimson Bloods put the damn together. I am here to tell you that, man. This is facts. This is absolute facts. How dare a pastor talk about a $65 million jet and their members are not even getting, they don't even have a damn car. But again, I can't blame Creflo Dollar. I have to blame that sister. I have to blame that woman for continuing to give this man money week after week after week after week after week after week. Keep giving him money. Keep giving him money. Keep giving him money. That's your fault. That's your issue. And you riding around and you ride on the bus. There's nothing wrong with the bus. If you got to do what you got to do, you got to do what you got to do. But this man is riding a $65 million jet and you are riding the bus. Something is off here. Something is totally off here. Something is totally off. Something's completely thrown off. For you to sit up there and say that, oh, he could, well, if he has a $65 million jet, I'm going to help him get it. And you riding the bus, that is a mental slavery, man. This goes back to slavery and the only book that black people can read was the Bible. This goes back to that. And so now when you move on to 2023 and you see this a lady going around talking about if he wants a $65 million jet, I'm going to help him get it. But I don't even have a damn car to go back and forth to work with. That's a problem with that. You got children that's hungry. You got family that's hungry, man. You got elderly people are trying to decide between the light bill and some damn medicine. And you talking about a $65 million jet? You ought to be beheaded. You ought to be beheaded. It's absolutely disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. That we are living in a world where a man can have a $65 million jet and a person don't even have a damn car. But that person who don't have a damn car helped that man get a $65 million jet. I'm telling you, black folks, we need to wake the fuck up. We need to wake the hell up. As a race, period. We need to wake the hell up. And don't get me wrong, you got some dumbass white folks too. You got some dumbass Gentiles as well. I'm not saying that the Gentiles are not stupid, but this is mostly black people. Hold on for one moment. Listen, quiet. Sorry about that. We cannot continue to have the same, do the same thing, expecting different results, man. We can't, man. We can't continue to do the same thing and expect different results. I think it's absolutely horrible that people are so brainwashed, so brain dead, that they can't even see the forest for the trees, man. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I have just bookmarked this video. I'm gonna come back with a second part. So please join me for part two in the next couple of minutes. Thank you. Let the Most High give you favor, because he give you favor. Satan gives you blessings. Peace and one love.